Good morning. Thanks for calling Brightstar. This is John. How can I help you?
Hi, John. Good morning. It's Dennis over here at Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Dennis. Hey, good morning. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Did I call you at the right time?
This is perfect. Yes. I hope it's
okay.
It's, what is it? Is it 8 o'clock in California?
It's 8 o'clock here. I've been up or at work, I guess, since around 6:45, so I'm all good.
Really? You're an early riser then.
Well, I'm just a busy guy. I'd rather sleep in, to be honest with you.
Yeah, okay, so you're really busy. Well, very good. Well, I appreciate you taking some time with me. I'm still thinking about this. It's been very hectic. You know, we've got two or three new cases, so things are busy in the office, and I've kind of been distracted. But I have been thinking about it. I guess what it comes down to, Dennis, is I'm having a little bit of trouble of wrapping my arms around, taking a loan for, I think it's $75,000, and then paying a $10,000 fee, whether it's, interest related, the whole package of service fees and or interest being $10,000 of the $75,000 is quite high. I'm a little hopeful that maybe that could possibly be massaged down to a lower level, and then I would maybe be more willing to move forward. So, but those are my current thoughts.
Well, absolutely. With these type of loans, we're not hiding behind an APR, so the cost is up front. There's a lot of people do get sticker shock with these type of loans, which is understandable. I'm actually trying to find the numbers that the other dentist sent to you, and I'm not finding them anywhere for some reason.
I have them.
Okay. I don't. He didn't include me on an email.
What is his last name, Dennis?
Kaminsky.
Okay.
It's spelled
Kaminsky. Yeah, I've got it. I probably have it, and if you want me to, I can send you a copy of that.
I thought I had it as well. Don't see it anywhere here, unfortunately. Let me look one other place, actually. So you guys have been busy over there?
Yeah, we usually have a slow August and September, and it picks up, around August 1st because we have a lot of snowbirds that come to Florida in the winter season, and usually they start coming down in October. But this year, we've got a pickup in people coming back and a pickup relative to some new cases starting sooner. So that's been good. So,
I can find
his email. Yeah, it's a good thing. Yes, definitely. I can find his email, Dennis, for Dennis Kaminsky, and forward that to you. And I think what he did simply was that he gave me the offer that you originally did. Then I think said, that's a mistake. I don't think I can give you that much. And then you modified it, but he was willing to give me the full.
To be candid with you, he's really the end all when it comes to that. And I know that in this case, because we like your business, we know that you're seasonal. I think that you'll be able to utilize us in the future. With that being said, once you do renew your terms, or once you're 50% paid in, actually, you'll be eligible for a lower cost of funds at that point. But I believe that the program that he sent out to you last, or the pricing he sent out to you last, was actually, I believe that's the best we're going to be able to do from my knowledge. But I thought I had it, too. I thought it was actually in the email that I'd sent to you last. But
I'm going to be able to find it. But I've got to do a couple other things here, because I've got to leave for a meeting in 15 minutes outside the office. So I'm probably going to be able to send you that maybe from my cell phone. But I know I have it, and I'll be happy to share it with you and go from there. But basically your point in response to my comment is the deal that's on the table from you and Dennis Kaminsky is the best you can do at this point, correct?
Well, I do want to look at it myself and see if we can do anything. I'd like to offer you a better offer, but Dennis is he's a VP, and as far as the loan goes, I know it was a really good offer, and I understand your concerns. A lot of people that haven't seen these type of loans before initially, they they get a little bit of a sticker shock. But I think in your case, when I did the math, if you were to compare that loan to a 3-year loan or a 5-year loan, you're looking at a APR, even in that case, of probably around 5 to 7%. It's obviously just much shorter term. So it's a little bit of a different animal. Some people prefer that because if you're locked into a 2 to 3 5-year loan, you know, traditional type loan, a lot of those times those loans have early payoff penalties. You know, they have a prepayment penalty. They you're locked into that loan as well. You can't really obtain more funds until that loan's paid off. And in this case, yes, it is shorter term. The same amount of funds at a shorter term, but you are eligible for more funds once you're halfway paid in. And if you do have the opportunity to pay it off early, there's a 25% early payoff benefit as well. So I believe that was the one in your case. I'll double check on the payoff benefit. But there, either way, there is an early payoff benefit, whereas you're not penalized if you are able to pay it off early. So there's a lot of benefits to it. It also actually stays off your personal credit. So it's not going to affect your debt-to-income ratio if you go to purchase an investment property or a vehicle or something like that. They're not going to say, you know, John, hey, you can't purchase this car because your debt-to-income ratio is going to be above 50% or something like that if you do that. So this loan does not report on your personal credit, only business credit, and that's just to help, you know, establish your business credit with us and other lenders out there, so you need to in the future.
Got it. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I'm gonna try to find you the email from the other dentist within the next hour or two, and then that way you'll have it before you, and you know, we can maybe follow up in a week or so if that's okay, and I'll give some more thought to this. And I guess maybe what I think I'm hearing you say as well, Ben, is that once you have the email from Dennis Kaminsky, that you might be able to, you know, see what's on it and go back to him with regard to maybe some.
I just sent him a message asking what he had offered. I believe I know what it is. I believe it was 1.22 factor rate over 10 months, if I recall, but I want to double check. And if that's the case, that's actually a really good offer. So, but I'll find out for you and let you know. And if there's anything I can do, by all means, I'll definitely do it for you.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much, and I will stay in touch, Dennis, and I should probably be able to send you this information within the next couple of hours.
Okay, sounds good to me. If I get it before I'll let you know as well.
All right, fantastic. Thank you again.
Bye, you too.
All right, thanks. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.